Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What we're doing is, as far as the baiting goes, it's just not ethical to hunt right over bait, and it's not healthy for the herd. It is not healthy for the herd.
And Steve, you and I have talked about this. Other states, they do have this. In Kentucky, you can do it. And
yeah.
I know their Game and Fish Department's not happy with it. Who knows what the Kentuckians think? But Steve, it's just not the real deal.
Well, QDMA, who I'm a member of, and also
where do they stand on this?
They're against it.
Okay,
they're dead set against it. And I'm going to give you several concerns regarding baiting. Baiting has the potential to accelerate transmission of diseases such as chronic wasting disease, and we don't have that problem in Alabama. But that type of disease has been spreading.
Key word, yes.
That's right. It has been spreading. You know, if you go to Louisiana, they got it. Let's see. Legalization of baiting has been shown to create both offensive and defensive baiting situations among neighboring hunters, thus increasing conflicts. To me, that's a little bit of a minor argument, but yes, it's true. You know, and that's some of the arguments I'm seeing on Facebook. Man, I got blasted by a couple of guys on Facebook because I put a letter from QDMA stating why we shouldn't do it. And there's the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Pretty much.
Well, you always got a few that are for baiting, and they're always going to complain, and they're going to bring out situations that really make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I got blasted on Facebook last night for that. Baiting can alter deer behavior patterns, increasing movements and feeding activity at night. I mean, deer turn nocturnal.
And we're already having a hard time. You know, a lot of people are even going hunting and even seeing a deer. So this is, by what you just said, it will make it worse.
That's right. That's right. And baiting has been shown to increase reproduction of nuisance animals like hogs and coons.
Yeah. Coyotes, don't you? I mean, my dogs will eat whole corn. You leave out a bag of whole corn, the dog will get in there and try to eat it. I mean, a coyote will eat it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And plus, the predators will sit there at those sites, and they'll ambush the fawns. I mean, we've seen these pictures, Rob, of really big deer. Big deer. You see packs of coyotes taking down big deer. Now, I've never seen it out in the wild. I've never seen evidence of it. But I have seen evidence where fawns are attacked or ambushed.
I've seen that.
Coyotes get pumped up come October, November, man. They want an easy meal.
Yeah, absolutely. And as early as August, late September, early August. But the thing about this bill that I don't like, Steve, as far as our wildlife is concerned, is our turkey population. You know, how does a turkey react to corn?
Oh, man, he loves
I mean,
it.
They go straight to it right off the roost.
But now,
they don't roost
this
right
bill
above it.
It's still going to be illegal to hunt turkeys over bait.
Yes, it will, but it's confusing to a lot of the head honchos. That's their concern. It's kind of confusing. You know,
to the 100 yards and out of sight, I felt like this would be coming sooner or later, and I was hoping it would not be. But it's here.
It's here.
It's here, and I think it's going to pass, Rob. I hope not, but I think it will.
I'm concerned, too.
Let's go to line one to talk to Bill this morning. Bill, good morning. Welcome to Cast and Blast.
Hey, good morning, man. I got this thing figured out. I can tell you exactly what they need to do.
All right, go ahead.
They need to get all that corn and put it out there when they feed the cows. Let the deer come out there with the cows so they can just shoot them off. That's about how much sport's going to be in it, isn't it?
That's about right.
They don't even make a mistake and shoot a cow now. That'd be about the same amount of sport.
Yeah, man, you know, I mean, what do you do? Cows can't digest whole kernels of corn, right? It goes straight through their system and ends up in their
dung. Well, definitely have a lot of protein in it.
Yeah, and the turkeys come along behind it and scoop up the whole kernel of corn in the cow dump. And
there's one main thing. You know, I've never known a government agency to ever create a job or an industry. But the truth of the matter is the conservation department's created a $1 billion industry in Alabama. How many four-wheel drive trucks would be sold out here? How much corn would be sold? How much fertilizer would be sold? I mean, it's a $1 billion industry.
Yes, sir.
But they're going to kill the goose if they don't watch out.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Thanks.
That's a good point, Bill. Thank you for calling, man. Yes, sir. Who we got? Let's go.
Hey, let's go to line one and talk to Chuck, Rob.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Word up.
It's just a weird day up here in Paradise. But
smoky?
Well, it's very cloudy.
Yeah, I think that's probably smoke haze. People burning sagebrush and pine straw. Yeah.
Chuck, that's all going to burn off. It's going to be a beautiful day, man. It's going to burn off.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be in the 70s, so.
Oh, yeah. It's right now, it's already 53 degrees right now.
Yeah, I'm a Coke. I own one Coke.
Ooh, that's good.
And I wear a long sleeve shirt, but I ain't no. I can put on enough in the wintertime to stay warm. But I can't take enough off in summertime.
Well, Chuck, what about this? We've been talking about these doing a prescribed burn. You got any experience in doing prescribed burn? Steve needs a little help burning a little pine straw a lot.
Well, I did years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't lately.
Ain't lately? Yeah.
Hey, you got turkeys at your house, don't you?
I've seen some.
Yeah.
But I got deer running out the ears.
Ooh, all right, boy. So March 16th, I'm to have coffee with Chuck at 5:15. All right.
But put on there to call Chuck a week ahead of time. Make sure you throw Jimmy Crack Corn out there for you.
No, I don't do that, bro.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You're going to do that.
No, but Chuck Blow shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got one thing to say about this feeding the deer, shooting them over bait.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand the state legislature or anything. We're going in the hole. We're shutting down. The budget is so bad. We don't worry about the lottery. We don't worry about gambling. We don't worry about trying to fix it. We're gonna vote on baiting deer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think it's right. I don't think they really have a clue what they're talking about, because half the legislators, are they outdoorsmen? I'd be curious to know. Take a little survey of them.
I can tell you what. We had Senator Tom Watley on the show a couple of years ago when he first introduced this bill. He's been pushing this bill for 4 years. And I asked him point blank. I said, are you an outdoorsman? Are you a hunter? He said, and I like Tom Watley. I think he's a good man. He does a good job for the Auburn area. But his answer to me was, no, I'm not a hunter. And I said, well, why are you pushing this bill? And he said, because my constituents want it. And I go back to the greasy wheel, you know, the wheel. I mean, it's just, it's a lot of folks, a lot of folks are against it, and we just don't say a lot. But those folks that are for it, man, they've been moaning and groaning and crying, and they're being heard. They're being heard. Well, we need to be heard also. I do know this. QDMA sent all the legislators in the Senate a letter, and they all had a letter in their hand, and this is from biologists right here. This is from biologists telling them the downfalls and the negatives, and that QDMA is against baiting. You would think they would listen to that. You know, the hunting industry in Alabama is huge. There's a lot of money that goes through here, and there's a lot of money made. There's a lot of tax revenue that comes in from hunting. It amazes me the number of people that come from out of state to come hunt and fish in Alabama.
Yeah.
So we need to be very careful with this natural resource. We do not need to get a bad reputation. You know, at one time, Texas was considered the premier place to go. It's not in that list anymore. It's not in that list anymore. As Rob pointed out, Kentucky, to me, is the hot spot right now for deer and turkey. And, yes, they do permit baiting for deer, not turkey. Right, Rob?
But you can shoot a hen in Kentucky.
Yeah. I'm telling you, right. Exactly right. And the biologist will sit there and tell you.
A bearded hen, I might add.
The biologist will sit there and tell you that cutting back on harvesting gobblers is not the answer. Don't kill your hens. And just because it works for deer doesn't mean it works for turkey.
Mm-mm.
They're two different animals. You know, yes, we encourage the shooting of does. One, it helps the herd be healthy. We got plenty of food out there. I remember in the 80s, 70s and 80s, when we didn't shoot does, and you'd go to Bullitt County, and there was a browse line. I mean, it was a definite browse line. You saw everywhere. Well, now we don't have that definite browse line anymore. But I'm going to tell you what, we got a lot of deer, and we got a healthy herd.
Steve, what it really boils down to, the nuts and bolts of it, and I mentioned this yesterday at my little luncheon, we've got wildlife biologists on staff with the Department of Wildlife Freshwater Fisheries. We've got wildlife biologists at Auburn. We've got them at Mississippi State. We got them at Georgia. If we've got these biologists, why don't we do what they say? I mean, if we're not going to do what they say, why even have them? You follow what I'm saying?
I agree.
If we're not going to go by the suggestions and what they recommend to help better our wildlife in Alabama.
Why do we have an advisory board? Explain that to me, Rob. And I know they suggest. They don't make law. They don't. They're there for suggestions. But why? We pay these biologists on staff. We've got the advisory board. Why don't we listen to them? Why is this going through the legislature?
That's the big question of the day. You know,
and I mean, why is this? And as Chuck or either the Bill before Chuck brought up, there's a lot more important things those cats need to be doing. I know for a fact they got something in there right now raising gas tax 12 cents a gallon. Let me tell y'all something. Gas is cheap right now. Just because it's cheap don't mean you need to raise the tax on it.
You tell them that.
I promise
right.
You they're getting more revenue right now because gas is going to increase since it's so cheap. More people are going to ride. They're already seeing an increase in their revenue. Their gas tax is already set at a certain amount. So it don't matter if it's a dollar or if it's $2. They're going to receive the same amount per gallon because it's already there. They don't need to raise it 12 more cents because all it's going to take is somebody to shut that valve off in the Middle East, and that price is going to go up. This is a hunting and fishing show, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're on track. You're on track.
But I was going to put my 2 cents worth in, Rob. You was talking about the biologists and everybody giving you this advice. That's like you going to the doctor and he's telling you what to do and you just ignore it.
You're dead on, well, Chuck.
Uh-oh. So,
you got to listen to
questions. Why go to the doctor?
That's right.
Well, my doctor keeps telling me to quit eating pork and no salt and quit eating sweets. He don't know what he's talking about.
You need to listen to him, Steve.
No. I look like I'm losing weight.
Well, yeah, you do.
I'm just buying bigger pants.
It's all that driving you've been doing.
I'm gonna tell you a story, and this is the honest truth. When I was 29 years old, I went to the doctor, and he said I had an ulcer. And I hadn't needed to quit drinking beer, quit eating so-and-so. And I changed doctors.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Yeah, beer's good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you do drink beer, and I know you do, Chuck, when I say this, and I don't mean it like you drink it in large quantities, but at least you do get a good brand of beer.
Probably drinking those Blue Platinums.
He's drinking Bud Light.
Or
am I right, Chuck?
And the twist off top.
Twist off top. You can save it.
Hey, Chuck, we appreciate you calling, man. Enjoy the day, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to line two and talk to the man, the myth, the legend, Big C. What's up, Big C?
All right, Steve and Rob, how y'all wild Indians today?
Good morning.
Hey, what's it like down there in Greenville this morning? Cloudy?
Foggy and overcast.
Foggy. We haven't heard fog yet.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know, not fog, but it's overcast as I'll get up.
Yeah, it is overcast. You know, I was riding through, coming back through Greenville yesterday evening, and, man, I thought it was cloudy. It was just a bunch of smoke. Everybody's burning their property down there. Getting ready, man.
It's a good time to burn, Big C. So if you got a little property, you need to go ahead and get on it before it greens up.
What's the deal about burning the grass? I don't understand that.
Well, you burn the wildlife biologists. They recommend take if you've got property that you can burn it in sections. You know, in a little rotation.
Yeah.
So in other words, you'll burn one place this year and come back and burn it in 3 years. But what it does, it just goes through there and it just eliminates. All the ground debris and the brush and the pine needles and whatever, and then it greens back up. It's just a natural way to manage your property.
Interesting.
What it does, it encourages different forbs and mushrooms and so forth, and different
mushrooms,
different browse that the wildlife thrive on.
Mushrooms.
Deer,
like
turkey, quail, squirrel.
Well, you know what it does? It burns the fuel that's on the ground, so you're not going to have wildfires. If they practice this out west, you know, you always see those big wildfires out west. Well, the problem, they're wildfires because they got so much fuel on the ground from not burning from previous years. And it's a control burn that these guys do. So what happens, not only that, it puts nitrogen back in the soil. It eliminates the sweet gums that compete with the pines. And you find this in pine plantations where they're burning. Pines love a fire. They love a fire. Just like for what I said, it puts nutrients back into the soil, and then it turns around and kills those sweet gums, the trash trees. And so they're not competing for nutrients out of the soil anymore. It just does so much good for the pine forest. And the animals love it, Big C, because it takes all that stuff off of the ground. The sun can get to it, and all the natural grasses come back up. And as Rob said, the mushrooms. Rob likes the mushrooms.
No, I don't. In my salad. Pizza.
All right, yeah, and salad. all right, so what the deal is out in California when they have these wildfires, those dodo heads are so environmentally idiotic. Don't do that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.